one would have wished that the leadership in Egypt took a cue from what happened in Tunisia to be able to really say, when you have such a spontaneous uprising which cuts across various classes and subgroups and so on, it's very difficult to stem it down. It represents those who see a repressive state, and the president is the symbol of that. He is then personifies those acts of repression, like torture and so on and so forth. Secondly, of course, is the question of an economy which has not been growing, and therefore there are those who are out there primarily expressing their frustration with the trend of the economy, particularly unemployment, and those will not go away. And I think that it is only reasonable for those who have been in power to indicate they have not found a proper solution and let Egyptians choose new leaders.
Professor, all parts of Africa have had leaders that have stayed on for very long periods. Do you see any similarities between the long-term leadership in Egypt and those in sub-Saharan Africa?
Well, one can see even in North Africa, in fact, the longest is in Libya. Muammar Gaddafi has been in power much longer than anyone else. The social composition in Libya is not quite the same as those in Tunisia and Egypt, and maybe there won't be an immediate uprising, but they are learning lessons, and therefore one cannot say sooner or later we will not see some fundamental changes there. You have in the middle part of Africa and the southern part, which is called the sub-Saharan Africa, countries such as Cameroon, in Uganda, in other places where leaders have stayed on for a very long time. I believe that those leaders may be beginning now, because of the uprisings in Tunisia and Egypt, that their strategy of thinking that they are indispensable to their countries, that they are going to think quickly and move out before they are faced with a similar uprising, a popular uprising. So I don't think that the leaders who cling to power in any part of Africa ought to be feeling comfortable anymore.
Were you surprised to see democratic uprisings in the Arab world?
Not very surprising. If you look at places like Yemen, it has a population which is fairly mixed with Arab Africa. They took a cue, very quick cue, from what was going on in Tunisia and what is going on in Egypt. Jordan, there were beginnings of rumblings and people's dissatisfaction. But there are other parts of the Middle East where they have to think very, very carefully, particularly the kind of monarchical regimes that are there in Saudi Arabia, the various emirates and so on and so forth, where the ruling classes, believing that they are anointed by the ancestors or by God to be in power, that they ought to be quite worried. People are beginning to realize that they do have the power when they unite together across different social, religious, age groups and so on and so forth. They do have the power, people power, and that is important.
Many have called, of course, for the ouster of President Mubarak or his resignation. Do you think his leaving would solve most of the problems?
Mubarak has become the symbol of state repression, the symbol of corruption, the symbol of cronyism, and so on. And from that point of view, his stepping down would really be something useful at this particular moment. He shouldn't pretend that if he were to leave, there would be total chaos in Egypt. It is not only him who holds Egypt together.